This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. And Rocky Phillips is the director of the Office of Community Care at the Roseburg VA. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
So last week we got word that starting yesterday, there was a change in terms of care coordination for enrolled veterans. Talk about what's changed.
Oh yeah, so we're actually in a period of transition where we're transitioning the care coordination pieces of our services that we provide for the veterans from the Tri-West Health Alliance back to the VA.
And what brought about the change?
The change is actually being made in regards to the Mission Act that came out in 2018, implemented in 2019. And the Mission Act is actually driving a new contract. So we're transitioning to meet that new contract, which is actually going to begin in June.
So how long have you been directing the Office of Community Care?
Actually about 2 years.
And what are some of the other things that you do?
Besides the community care, most of it is actually dedicated towards community care. I'm also, I work on some of the other initiatives for making sure we're using the Choose VA campaign, making sure we're getting the opportunities for veterans to be seen as much as possible in the VA for the services that we provide. We're trying to increase our services available so that we don't have to send everybody out to the community.
So when the release came out for this last week, one of the things in there was the idea that this would streamline care for veterans.
Well, it does streamline. It removes one of the parties, the Tri-West, currently out of that process. So they only have to talk to the VA and to the hospital or to the provider. They're going out to the community. So removing that is going to remove some of the barriers that some of the veterans have had, and hopefully give them a better customer service experience.
And we've heard in the past couple of years, especially that the VA is working more with community providers in areas where they don't have specialists that can handle that area, for instance.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. Of course, rural Oregon still has its challenges in meeting some of the specialty services, but the VA also has those similar challenges. And so we're trying to utilize resources from both the VA and out in the community to meet the demand.
And a couple of weeks ago, I got really a rare opportunity when I got to interview the Veterans Secretary, Robert Wilkie, and he was talking about just trying to simplify a lot of things, which in a large organization is hard to do, but to be able to make sure that it was as effective as it could be to serve veterans.
Yeah, for sure. We're trying to standardize that. That's part of the initiative we're going through is standardizing our process across the country. So we're all doing stuff the similar way. So hopefully we can reduce some deficiencies in our processes and prove it overall for the veteran.
So for the average person that is a veteran, when they are seeking care, how will the process be different once you get everything implemented?
Well, it's going to be a phase-in implementation. So they're actually going to experience it depending on who's coordinating their care, because there will be a period where Tri-West is still coordinating it, and then the VA will take over. The difference is the VA, employees at the VA, will be giving the veteran a call. We'll talk them through the process. We'll explain where they're going. We will help coordinate that. The one thing difference in our process is the veteran mostly will be scheduling directly with the vendors out in the community or with those providers. So we really kind of facilitate that piece that we tie that together.
And I know one of the fears sometimes I hear from the veterans community is wanting to make sure that, okay, if I go that route, or if I go to a regular hospital and not the VA hospital, et cetera, that everything's in line so that the VA is still picking up the bill if appropriate.
Oh yeah, that's the most important thing. And there's some specific requirements that have to happen. The big thing is they want to make sure it's pre-authorized. That's the most important thing. And then we also got to make sure, as we transition to this new piece, that we get the actual appointment date and time back so we can actually put that into the system. And that ties in the billing when it actually comes through. It's really important to have that communication. And we try to attempt that to both the providers in the community and the veterans.
So then does the veteran need to, after they make an appointment, then contact you back via email or phone or whatever, or someone in your office, and say, okay, I've got this appointment for this procedure on this date?
Yeah, once we transition over to that program, yes. Right now it's a slow transition, so we're ramping up the process. We will have that conversation. We will then instruct the veteran when they should call us back and when they shouldn't, because we don't necessarily want to get, it's a different process underneath Tri-West. We don't necessarily want to have hundreds of veterans calling when we already get those notifications, but we will instruct the veterans when they should call and when they should not. So.
And then if they are wanting to go to a particular provider, you mentioned the pre-authorization being important, then would that mean they would contact you and say, here's what I want to do at this doctor who has this specialty?
Well, the first thing they need to do is get to make sure they have a referral from their primary care provider. And that primary care provider may be in the VA or actually may be in the community. We need to have that referral from that provider to in order for us to take the next step. In that part of that process, we will actually contact the veteran and determine their preference of who they would like to see out in the community. If they don't have one, we'll provide some suggestions as to who they could see. And then we will actually then refer that to that provider, or for the veteran to that provider.
So then that would be very similar to what people would use if they're just strictly working in the private sector, in terms of going to their primary care person who then says, yes, you can go see the whoever.
Yeah, that's very, very, very similar to the outside process. And that's what we're trying to do, is mirror as much as possible the industry standard for referral case management.
So how long have you been with the VA overall?
So overall, about 5 years.
And how did you come into this line of work?
Well, actually, I came in as an intern. I got out of the Air Force after 15 years, and I came in and got an intern opportunity working at the director's office. And that led into eventually to this job.
So did you have any kind of connection to Roseburg before you landed here?
Yeah. I grew up in Looking Glass Valley, and yeah, I'm native born here. So
you had an opportunity then after leaving the Air Force to come back home?
Yes, sir.
So where did you go Air Force-wise? I'm just curious.
Multiple different locations. Most of my time was actually spent in Utah, Hill Air Force Base in Utah. Then I had multiple deployments over to Afghanistan and some other places across the country or across the world.
So what was your kind of specialty or job, if you will?
Well, I started out with munitions, and then I moved my way into weapons safety, nuclear surety, and stuff like that.
So this is a little different than that.
It definitely is, yeah. One thing is a lot of systems, and in delivery of healthcare. Of course, I'm not clinical, but in building the systems that are necessary to streamline and improve the efficiencies of coordinating care, actually really kind of ties in with trying to get munitions to the right spot. Very similar in some cases.
A lot of that logistical work about it, and almost doesn't matter what you're doing. It's learning how to get from point A to B and essentially provide a service or get a product to where it needs to go, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
So it seems like you like what you do.
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely challenging. I mean, the VAs definitely go through an evolution of change, and I think generally we're going the right direction. It's not without its turbulence, if you will. So we're working there. I mean, I do like it.
So this phase-in process, going from Tri-West Health Alliance to the care being coordinated through the Office of Community Care, how long do you think from getting started now to when it'll be complete?
Well, our goal is 2 months. That's a pretty lofty goal. I think it may take a little bit longer. The biggest thing is the contract will be in place by by June 23rd, and that's our final deadline to have everything over transition back to us to coordinate that care.
So, if anybody, we get a lot of veterans that listen. If we have veterans listening that have questions, then who should they contact at the VA?
Yeah, we want them to call our customer service line at it's actually the Office of Community Care. It's 541-440-1296.
All right, Rocky Phillips, the OCC Director with the Roseburg VA. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, yeah, thank you.
839 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.